our mission at Seaforth Baptist is to make disciples that intentionally live out the whole of the gospel story with a global vision and kingdom perspective. Be, speak, do. One of the things I learned from the pandemic and the subsequent lockdowns of the last 2 years was the value of taking time to stop and reflect on what God's Spirit is teaching us. And this, I think, still remains a really important thing. We're not in lockdown anymore, praise God. But when I think about the last 6 months, I don't know about you, but I feel like everybody and everything has been incredibly busy. It's like we're accelerated and we're also tired and we're also still processing the last 2 years and maybe trying to catch up. Go on holidays, get away, try and rest. And in the middle of that, it's very easy just to keep going as a church. And, you know, whether people are here with us or not, we're just going to keep going. But I actually really feel we need to stop. Just for 1 week, we're going to pause and encourage one another to reflect on what's been happening and where God is in the midst of the last year, or even just the last 6 months, if you can't think back to a year ago. So this is something that I think we started 2 years ago, and in the last 2 years in the July school holidays, we've taken 2 Sundays off to do this, but this year we're just taking 1 Sunday just to pause and to ask some questions and to have a discussion in church. But if you couldn't make it today, then maybe you can listen to this and feel free to pause it where you need to and take the time to reflect and maybe write stuff down or talk to somebody and just have the space to reflect, where is God and where is God leading me at this time? So we begin by listening to God's word. As a church, we've spent the first half of this year reading through the book of Leviticus and looking at some of the festivals during Lent. And then this term we had May Mission Month, so we looked at global mission and some of the stories from the Gospels. And in the last month or so, we've been reflecting on some of the stories from the Gospel of Mark. Now, maybe you've been reading other biblical texts individually or in your home groups as well, but as you think back to your reading, I wonder if anything in particular has stood out to you. What passages of scripture have you been contemplating? Relationships are really important for us as a community. And I want you to think about how you've been able to connect with people in our church community. If you can, you might want to reflect, you know, to last year and what that was like being in lockdown again. But even if that seems too long ago, just thinking the last 6 months, how are you going? Developing friendships with people? Have you been able to connect with any new people? What's been good and what's been hard when it comes to the relationships we have with one another? Are there things that we've needed to forgive, or have we just had no time to spend with anyone? Have we had people over? Have we eaten, gone on a church picnic, or has it just been too busy? What ways have we been able to connect with one another? And what would we like to do going forward? It's also worth while to think about, you know, our relationships beyond the church community, and maybe they've taken priority at this time, like what's happening in our family relationships, with our friends. Have we been able to connect with our neighbours? You know, there was a lot of talk, particularly in lockdown, around getting to know our neighbours. Has that been able to be maintained or not? In what ways have you been able to connect with people? And kind of where have you been spending most of your time when it comes to relationships? What relationships are the key relationships that you're kind of investing in at this time? And again, it could be worth praying, like thinking, you know, the next 6 months, are those the right relationships that you want to keep investing in? Or is God prompting you or reminding you, oh, yeah, maybe I need to catch up with this person more? We want to be a church that speaks the good news of Jesus as we have opportunities to. So I wonder if you've had any opportunities to speak about Jesus to others over the last 6 months, and what was that like? What are kind of the spiritual conversations that are happening that maybe you've been part of? And what might it look like going forward to speak more about Jesus to others? Do you need to be equipped more? Do you know anyone who might be interested in joining the big questions group in term three that we're offering? Maybe there's some people who've been seeking and asking questions, and you'd like to join a group that wants to really ask some of the big questions about faith and about Jesus and spend time reading the Gospel of Mark together. Maybe that's something you feel like you need. Maybe you have big questions about Jesus. Speaking is really important, but also is doing. So we want to be a church that speaks the good news of Jesus and also shows. What does it look like to be a disciple of Jesus? And one of the ways we do that is through our areas of advocacy and justice. So we do some things, you know, as a church. We have partnerships, financial partnerships with Baptist World Aid. We also link in a lot with the work that Micah does or Common Grace. Over Easter, we encouraged people to consider buying fair trade chocolate. We had International Justice Mission service. We had Amy Smith come in the April school holidays, and she spoke about slavery. We joined Common Grace and their work around reconciliation during Reconciliation Week. Next week, we're about to have Brooke come and visit us as we mark NAIDOC Week. So there's some things we've been doing as a church, but there might be things also just at a individual level that you have been doing. What does it look like for you to practice justice? Is there something that you've really committed to or you feel like is really on your heart, especially over the last 6 months? Hopefully you know that our focus this year has been around hospitality. We've had lots of opportunities to eat, and we've been listening to scriptural stories kind of around the theme of hospitality. So I wonder if you have a story that you could share when you think about hospitality. What has hospitality looked like for you over the last 6 months? Have you had opportunities to invite people over to your place, or have you visited other people, or maybe you've welcomed strangers or gotten to know new people? Like, what does it look like when you think about hospitality? Where has God been leading you in this space? We believe a new season is coming to Seaforth Baptist. We want to see a church that's open to the Holy Spirit. Part of what it looks like to be open to the Holy Spirit is asking these type of questions, but asking them and kind of asking them with the Holy Spirit, like asking God's Spirit as we think about these things. God, Help me to discern where you are when I think about the relationships I have and what I'm reading and how I'm living my life. Like, where are you? We want to see new people become part of our community. We want to see life-giving habits taking root. We want to think about our character, like how has our character been transformed or transforming over the last 6 months? Is there something particular, again, that maybe God has been really prompting us to address in ourselves? Are there certain habits that we need to have in place to help us continue to grow Christ-like character? We see a church scattering the gospel in word and action all over the place. We don't want to just be here gathering and talking. We also want to equip people to see that all of our lives are lives that are marked by God's grace, where we can live out our discipleship wherever we are. So as we think about all these questions and as we reflect, I hope these questions prompt you to think about what's happening in your life and where God might be leading you in the future. But that's why prayer is so important. So we spent the last part of our service in prayer, and I encourage you to do that as you've been thinking about these questions, maybe talking with others, maybe writing it down, however, whatever helps you process. I really encourage you also to take the time to pray, to give thanks to God for the good things that have been happening in our church and in our own lives over the last 6 months or maybe even the last year, and to bring the challenges and obstacles and the hardship and the messiness of life to God as well, whether that's individually or, you know, things going on at a church or even just stuff going on in the world. And then to pray for our church. I'd love you to be praying for our church, to pray for one another, that we might continue to be renewed and refreshed and just walking in step with the Spirit. May God bless you. May God give you the rest and the vision of where He is leading you next.